Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
I don't know if what happens during the animation is audible. I pray that it is not. But hello, welcome everyone to the Damage Report. I'm John DeRola. It's a Friday, which means Brett Ehrlich, host of the Happy Half Hour. How's it going?
Act less excited, John. Jesus. It's no, great to be excited here. What John is trying not to really tip his hand on is that in the opening animation, I professed my undying love for him multiple times in rhythm to the My Sharona theme song that we play every morning.
Flat, but yeah, that is not what it is. Okay,
it's talk anyway, singing, dude. It's talk singing. It's great.
I need to learn that and dance fighting. I can do both at the same time. Well, I'm very glad to have you here, Brett. I am so excited. Are you going to be doing Game Busters later on tonight? That's right, what the world needs to know.
Well, the Game Busters will happen tonight at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Young Turks Network, twitch.tv/TYT. And right now there are fierce negotiations trying to get Jordan to play the new Stray Cat game.
Oh, he should definitely play Stray.
Like, we're trying.
That would be great.
If you want some fun, everyone who's watching, take some time and watch videos on TikTok or Twitter by now, where dogs and cats are watching their owners play Stray. And there's one with a dog who like barks at the cat on the screen. It's basically just a very realistic game where you are a cat in an alley trying to live life and get by. Yeah, 100%. But the dog, there's one where a dog just barks at the back of a cat until it turns around and then the dog runs away. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. That dog is Josh Hawley. Anyway, yes, he should definitely play that. He's a lover of cats. I think he should take turns with Brooke since she maybe loves cats even more. But anyway, Jordan is saying it's not a multiplayer game, so he doesn't want to do it, I guess.
What a quitter, dude.
Figure out ways to bust that, some sort of catnip penalty or something. Anyway, that's coming up later. What's coming up right now is a whole bunch of news, quite a bit having to do with January 6th because we've closed out this first round of hearings, but we have more beyond that. The fascist gangs that people are setting up around the country, we've got an inside look at their training as well as their process for getting new members. I don't know which is more hilarious and threatening, of course, scary at the same time as it is ridiculous. It's like Joker, I guess, in that way. But anyway, we've got a lot more besides that. Melania responds to concerns that she didn't do enough on January 6th. We've got civil war coming. I'm not saying that, just most of America is saying that. And of course, we'll be closing out the full on show, throwing away our garbage people of the week. So everyone stay tuned for that. Along the way, if you wouldn't mind hitting the like button, sharing the stream, that would be the sweetest. And you can send us comments, tweets, super chats, all that will respond as we go. But with all that said, Brett, are you ready to start the show?
Did you just almost call me JR?
No, I'm trying to do too many things at the same time. No, I can tell you're not JR.
He's here
cheery
for you
in the morning. Anyway.
Is he?
Yes. He's kind of actually, he comes off of his show kind of with a buzz going on.
The
plus
delight
he's got Sprocket
of
running around.
The delight of JR is not knowing how he's gonna react to stuff, because he'll either be like, that's the best thing I've ever seen, or he'll be like, I don't know why anyone likes this. I hope everyone who likes it dies.
Yeah, he has a lot of range in his response. That is definitely true. Anyway, we should get into it though, and we're gonna start off because it is Friday with a bit of fun, sort of, with this.
See for yourself.
That, of course, was Josh Hawley. He's a man with two modes. As you saw there, he's basically a train from the boys. He can really get a move on. He can break 88 miles per hour and go back to the 50s where he'd feel more comfortable with his whole personality and ideology and view of the world and everything. The other mode you might have seen is this mode. If we take a look at this picture, this is tough guy Josh Hawley. This is everyone break in and overthrow the government, Josh. Oh no, not near me. Oh no. Everyone please break in and beat people to death. Oh, don't kill me. That's Josh Hawley. Josh Hawley is like most right wingers. When it's, you know, an opportunity to, you know, flex before the camera or whatever, he's a big tough guy. He's your hero. He's your champion. But then once, you know, the inevitable end of his push for political violence happens and he starts to feel threatened, then as you saw in that January 6th committee footage, he's running away. Very understandable, by the way. You know, I want to make fun of Josh Hawley, and Brett and I will. But let's bear in mind, he was right to be terrified. Honestly, as much as he's being mocked for what's in that video is honestly the thing that I think he's least deserving of mockery for. It's everything that came before, everything that came since, including things that came this morning. We'll give you a little bit of an update. It's the massive gap between the honest reaction he had on January 6th, which was fear that he would be torn limb from limb by an angry fascist mob. And then you contrast that with his, yeah, we're gonna do this. I'm gonna pretend to think that the election was stolen. It totally wasn't, but I'm gonna pretend. This is the movement I'm in, Brett. It's frustrating.
Listen, there's a lot of waste of government funds out there where they spend $1,000 on a hammer, a toilet, the Pentagon, whatever. But every dollar, like, can I double my taxes this year so we can get more of that? And for people who don't know Josh Hawley, he is the biggest tool spank. John has called him like someone who's trying to be like Ron DeSantis essentially, but is dumber. Like he is bad at all of the Trump toadying, but he still on the way in is emboldening all of the people who are about to storm the Capitol. And once they do, he runs away. And most revealing and most specific about this is all the people who are just like Josh Hawley are the most protected people in America. They have rounds and rounds and different levels and levels of security around them. And they were absolutely terrified.
Yeah, 100%. And as people are noting in the chat, like he has protection in that he has the guards. He also has built-in protection, like a car in an old school movie releasing grease. He released a trail of yellow liquid as he ran that the mob would fall on if they tried to run over it. No, it's ridiculous. It is laughable. Now, bear in mind, in the end, we get to have some laughs, but I guess the last laugh is on us because it doesn't matter that he was revealed to be a total and utter hypocrite. Look what he tweeted this morning. Little kissy face. Look, I'm still strong. Kissy face. Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. You showed that my like big like yeah move was total BS. And you know, once they came in, I was running for my life. I didn't want to be murdered. but kissy face. Still good. It doesn't matter. Because no, but think about what he's revealing in that. He knows that the people he's trying to appeal to have no chance of accurately, rationally ingesting information and coming out with a worldview that makes sense. He knows that that's not going to happen. And so he's not afraid of the truth being revealed.
So John, what in your opinion is the percentage breakdown of people who see Josh Hawley and in camp one, really believe, like you say, I don't believe that he actually ran. They're in their own delusion where they see Josh Hawley as a fierce champion of strong right wingerism versus the other camp, which is like, oh, like him, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, a handful of others. I know they're wuss bags, but they're on my side. So I'm still going to vote because Trump's my leader. Josh Hawley, whatever, you're kowtowing to Trump. I'll let you be a wussbag, but like, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I think that were you to force them at like a Trump rally to watch the footage, I think that many would probably come away with the latter position. I don't think that there's a ton who are in this movement because of Josh Hawley. He's a convenient person to have there. And if Trump ever says, you know, replace him with someone who was on like America's Got Talent, then they'll do that. They won't care. I think the former group like might be larger, except that how many are even gonna see this? Like the right is not gonna be sharing this because the gatekeepers on the right in terms of politics and especially in terms of media have a stranglehold in the audience. So they're unlikely to even see this. But he knows. And by the way, also, like I think he knows what the movement is. Like we've seen him now run, but he's known for a year and a half that he had to flee in terror from the people he'd been cheering on. And yet coming out of that experience, has he backed away from that movement at all? Has he tried to pump the brakes on that movement at all? Not at all, not one bit. He knows like what this group is capable, what this movement is capable of, murderous violence. He has experienced it himself. And yet for his own political aspirations, he has to pretend to not get that, to have no problem with this group. And I wanna say one other thing. This whole situation, like I come out of this thinking less honestly about Josh Hawley than, and this will shock you, AOC. Because you'll recall that when she did an interview and she talked about what she felt on that day, that she was worried about being murdered, that she was worried about being raped, they all mocked her. They all laughed at her, like, how could you have possibly been scared? You weren't scared. It's not just that you were wrong to be scared, you're lying about being scared. You're lying about fearing that this will be the last day of your life. And meanwhile, they're running for their lives and they don't care. It's convenient to mock AOC for her fears and it's convenient to ignore Josh Hawley for his. Both of them very justified in being terrified of being killed. People did die that day and they didn't want to be part of that group. But then coming out of it, one reveals the truth and the other hides from it and then laughs when it's finally revealed.
Right. And you said, I don't know what if it's gonna matter, you know, you're cynical or you're not very optimistic that it will matter. But when all that stuff happens, just remind yourself that the right wing spent 50 years messaging the same thing so they could finally get a Roe versus Wade overturned. Like yeah. You have to focus on your message. Make sure it's the right one to get the right coalition and just hammer at it. And that's why I like the January 6th hearings. They did what all they can do, which is, and it's kind of like when the Fed gives money to the bank then can create a bunch of money out of it. That's what this is doing. This is just giving raw materials to people so that they can keep messaging on their platforms, leverage that into being a bunch more content and media. And many, many versions of that are gonna be attack ads against Donald Trump. All the people, Mark Meadows, all the ones like Josh Hawley who freaked out that day. And you just have to keep the messaging offensive alive because you have the ammunition.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I would say that that's one of the things we try to do here at the network, but I agree. Okay, with that, let's move on to, we're gonna get to this second video. So let's not jump too far ahead. There were two general reactions to the revelation that Josh Hawley was running for his life. I think the first is probably the one that maybe you experienced, which was to laugh at him. Let's take a look at how the actual room during the committee presentation responded. Yeah, Josh Hawley isn't gonna be worried politically about how he comes out of this, but knowing that a group of people that you have to work with and be around are laughing at you, that's gotta hurt a little bit. Now, many people did laugh, but that wasn't everyone's reaction, by the way. I wanna go to a bit of video of Michael Fanone, one of the cops who was brutally assaulted on that day. Here's what he had to say about that video coming out.
Well, I mean, to be completely honest, to give you my, like, the first thoughts that popped into my mind was, Josh Hawley is a and he ran like and you see the way that these guys perform in public and then what they are in reality. You get a lot of that nonsense up here on Capitol Hill with these members of Congress that have become like a caricature in the media, but in reality, they have no character. They have no honor, they have no integrity, and the way they behave outside of the camera's eye is very different.
And look, he's, if anyone can throw those words around when it comes to Josh Hawley, I think the guy who, you know, came very close to dying on that day, who was brutally assaulted, gets to say it. And by the way, the attacks against Michael Fanone have not ended. We're going to show you another video in just a second. It's up until the present day. But Brett, what'd you think about that?
I mean, they are who we thought they were. All these guys are exactly who we told you they were. But again, it's going to be that calculus. They're doing, everybody's doing calculus as to what is going to benefit them in the end. I think the one main takeaway is looking at people like Fanone and Fetterman. People, if the right wing has their populist approach that's people in MAGA hats, you need tatted up blue collar fighters to show up and call people like Josh Hawley a total B word. And say, when I see you running, you're going to keep running. You're going to run for Senate again. Well, we're going to run you out of Senate again.
Yeah.
You know, you ran up against Claire McCaskill, who is just never, ever once going to fight for anything visibly. Not going to, sure, you know, S post against anyone. Just going to do their little, oh, I did a poll and I think I'm going to be okay. No. Where are my fighters? Everyone needs a fighter. And Josh Hawley most certainly isn't one, and you can't let him get away with pretending to be one.
Yeah, exactly. No, more of a runner. If you did run him out of the Senate, you might never catch him again, actually. In any event, as I said, Michael Fanone still getting harassed. Take a look at this experience he had outside of the Capitol building. And then there's an added little bit of fun, sort of, at the end.
Why were you there January 6th? You were not even on duty. Why were you there January 6th, Michael Fanone? You were not even on duty. Why are you CNN now? Are you a real police officer?
Leave her alone, sir.
Are you disappointed that you're going to make men face years in jail because of your lies?
I don't know if I'm a lawyer. Why do you have so many kidding me?
He just hit me with his pole.
He faked it.
Okay, we're gonna return to Michael Fanone for reasons that I think are abundantly clear. Now, that guy who I assume was a counter protester did hit the protester with his pole, sort of. I don't know. Do I watch football now? I feel like I watch football now.
No, that's a flop, reaction. Dude. That's basketball. That's a flop. That's what they call it. When you're like, oh, and you flail and you pretend you took the charge. Oh my God. That never looks good for you. Because one, either like you're faking, which is obviously the case, or B, when you fall over a tiny bench, mm-hmm, you are crying like a little Josh Hawley. And flailing, yeah, like a freak.
Allegedly. Now, I want to be
none
very clear
works.
Because
none of that
I
looks
assume,
good for you, bud.
Hold on, Brett. I assume that the sort of person who would do that would also be extremely litigious. So let's be very clear. I'm not asserting anything about whether it was as bad as was depicted. We're simply debating possibilities, and I will leave it to a court of law. I will say, though, even if it was a light hit, and it could have been a hard hit, maybe the video didn't seem to capture it, but it could have been. Even if it was like, don't hit people with a pole. Like, that's actually coming out of January 6th. That was my advice. Stop hitting people with poles. So if you're a Trump supporter, stop taking Trump flags and trying to beat cops to death with them. That would be my advice to you. But if you're on the other side, don't poke them with poles either. Stop hitting each other, America. That's my advice.
He was just trying to get some room for the guy.
I don't think that was
an assault. That was a guy being like, just let him go in the building. And he's just holding up his sign. And the guy following him ran into the sign. That's it. Okay. In my opinion, watching it, that's what I think happened.
The thing is, I wonder, when you see a video like this, is there something we're not seeing? It's kind of a tight crop. It's dark. So like, you can't tell.
All right. Don't stop.
What?
You're very kind. You're very kind, John. Hey. You're a noble dear heart, and we all love you for it.
Brett,
however, let's be honest.
That's so nice of you, Brett. You thought that you were like stopping me from being kind. No, I was just going to imply that possibly what's her face? The congresswoman was there using the strength that it took to absolutely devastate Michael Tracy.
Maxine Waters.
Maybe Maxine Waters was out of frame pushing on the pole. And that is how, with Super Saiyan strength, they were able to knock that guy over the bench. No, that is nice of you to assume that I was being nice. No, I was being condescending there. When, anyway,
when I say, it's the psychology of the lady saying, "Are you a police officer?" That is someone who, this is a theme of modern politics. People who have nothing going on.
Yeah.
Who could fight for real actual change in America, instead get their jollies more intensely by buying insane whack job conspiracy theories and looking at the live concurrent viewership on their whatever Facebook Live Nana's using. And when the view count is like 8, that's why I call it madsturbation. They get so, she is living. She's getting this weird perverted arousal out of confronting a guy who almost got beaten to death on camera in front of the world.
Yeah.
Like, she knows you're better than people's eyes.
Yeah, you're not wrong. But also, like, that woman who was like, "Are you a real cop?" Like, she could be the next congresswoman. Yeah. What is the difference between her and Marjorie Greene? 2 years.
And that dynamic is the road to fascism, period. That's how it works.
Yeah. You know what? Let's mix things up. And I'm not going to lie, as we move ahead to video 4, I'm not going to tell you that this is just fun. It's dark and it's serious, but it's a little bit fun. Let's jump into this.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack yesterday. Yesterday is a hard word for me.
Just take it out, the heinous attack.
Ah, good. Take the word yesterday, because it doesn't work with the heinous attack on our country. Say on our country. Want to say that?
No.
My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote.
It's like his one skill set is supposed to be the TV stuff. That's why they brought him in, but he can't quite do it. Of course, he's lying there in that attempt that they did to put together a speech to respond the day after January 6th. But you see him there modifying the script because he doesn't know how to pronounce certain words, like yesterday. It's a tough one, to be fair. Slapping the desk like he's Khrushchev or something. But in any event, it gets worse than that in the continued outtakes.
And to those who broke the law, you will pay. You do not represent our movement. You do not represent our country. And if you broke the law, you can't say that. I already said you will pay. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defied the seat of dust. It's defiled, right? See, I can't see it very well. Okay, I'll do this. I'm going to do this. Let's go. But this election is now over. Congress has certified the results. I don't want to say the election's over. I just want to say Congress has certified the results without saying the election's over, okay?
But Congress has certified. Now Congress has
certified. Yeah,
right. Now Congress
has certified. I didn't say over, so let me see. Go to the paragraph before.
Yeah, he doesn't want to say it. Not because he doesn't know that it's true. The election is supposed to be over, but he intended to spend and has spent the next year and a half implying that it could still be up for grabs. And Ivanka Trump, who I'm sure she's already trying to rebrand herself, but at some point she's going to pretend that she was never down for any of this. She's an active part of it. She knows what he's doing when he says, "I'm not going to say the election is over." This is after the insurrection, by the way. And she's just being an active part of it. I mean, look, in a very real sense, she's just following his orders. Why is everyone so mad at her, Brett?
It's amazing to me. Like, when you say that I thought he's supposed to be good at it, he is good at television, period. It is true. He's not good at presidenting. He's not good at anything else, but he's good at television. That happens. What he's doing there shows that it's all an act in that first bit that we played. That it is all an act. It is all for show. And I'm not going to begrudge him having like talent and skill. As I've said since way before, he's a truffle pig for this kind of garbage. and he knows exactly how to craft it. And if you're talking about Ivanka, like I see someone who is like all the other people, some of whom resigned with 14 days left in their jobs in the Trump White House, who were just like, I need this to be over so fast. Let's just get through it. Like every producer on every set with someone who's just in a mood, let's just get through it. And that's her being the Trump whisperer. And that's that. Like Sophie, every single day, let's just get through it. She was just like.
As you saying that, she did a Josh Hawley fist pump. She was like, no, but look, and yes, the fact that he has to do it multiple times, you know, it doesn't look great, but it's totally like I've had that. I remember I was once filming a commercial with Anna after the show and I kept messing up. And Anna has never come closer to wanting to kill me with her bare hands because it was so late. We'd been there so long. It happens. The issue for me is the substance of the changes and the issues that he has. Also a little bit of like his unwillingness to acknowledge that he needs glasses that he can't read from that far away. Come on, dude, there's nothing wrong with it. They can look quite nice, I think. But anyway, I want to go to just one other thing. That was his communications way back on January 7th, I believe. I'm going to go to graphic 7 because he sent out a lot of truths in response to the January 6th committee hearing yesterday. We're only going to focus on one. It's this because I love this. But crooked Hillary Clinton, Stacey Abrams, and many others contested their elections and for a far longer time than I. I'm going to stop there because he's contesting the election results up until, what time is it? Right now.
There was a story about how he called a Wisconsin, someone in Wisconsin to get them to fight this last election, the 2020 election. He did that this week.
Yeah, but that was like a whole week ago. No, he's still trying to overturn it. Hillary Clinton called to concede that night. He thinks he can be president now.
And we have proof that after January 6th, he still meticulously, and after the revelation of what he said to the Deputy Assistant Attorney General Donahue, just say it was corrupt and let me and the Republicans take care of the rest.
Yep.
He knowingly is forcing this lie, which killed people. So in that 187 minutes, people were able to carry out 187s on cops and his own supporters.
Yeah. Now he knows what to say.
He's still, but I'm not going to say it because I need it. It's so clear. It is so clear what's happening. That's the most frustrating thing. That's my takeaway is everything was said exactly right as clearly as possible. And if that's definitely not going to get through to everybody, it certainly will get through to some. But now in a 2022 America, everyone in all of their social media bubbles needs to, you know, infiltrate others or message appropriately to get through.
And with that, we're going to take our first break. We'll be back in a few. An excited kitty dragon.
Yeah.
Anyway, oh my God. Oh, this story.
That sounded
dirty. Jump into this video. Step.
Step. All right. All right, I'm gonna be an agitator, so I'm gonna.
Should I call Vanguard Lock then?
Yeah, you should call Vanguard Lock. I'm not gonna look at
because you guys don't have shields, but I'm gonna try to push you and stuff like that. So. All right, do it, go.
Agitator, Vanguard Lock.
Step. Whoa.
Whoa.
Step.
Whoa.
Fascist.
Whoa.
Step.
Whoa. Whoa.
Fascist.
Whoa.
Step.
Okay, that was a video for Patriot Front. Unicorn Riot was able to get access to a whole bunch of files from this group, which is laughable. And at the same time, it's a neo-Nazi fascist militia that they're forming. So it is ridiculous. And let's laugh at the fact that they've apparently created their training scheme from watching 300, I think they were trying to do the Spartan shield wall poorly. My favorite detail though is that when they role play this out, the guy yelling at them calls them fascists. Like, even in their fantasies, they are having someone shout that they're fascists, and I like that. And then the fantasy of knocking the guy over with that tiny little pity tap that they do. Now look, this is ridiculous. It's also serious, and we are gonna turn into the serious part, but Brett, I feel like you are obligated to mock these people.
What, did they just dig up their ultimate frisbee field? Is that what happened? Like, this group of dudes just needs a different cause. Like, learn about, make your own beer. Like, something like that. That is all it is. I have a friend who wrote a book about like what radicalizes people. And a lot of the time, it's just that they don't have anything to do.
Yep.
They don't have any group of people to hang out with. And this is a group of people to hang out with and do what every normal group does in a corporate team building retreat. All right, everybody, this is my favorite. I shouldn't be mocking them, but like, I would say like you guys go join the military or something, but that's even worse, a suggestion. Just continue to be bad like this. And honestly, like, as I keep thinking of simpler, better times, the 90s was, because these guys would just have been really into Fight Club and that's it.
Yeah, yeah, that would have been bad enough.
Just join a Fight Club, beat the crap out of each other.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
America alone.
Yeah, just get really into like making your own sourdough bread, or be like someone who's way too into Harry Potter still. Like, there's lots of things that you can do with your time, but I totally agree. And by the way, when we get into, you know, like the, bring up this application, I don't know if you're gonna be able to see it. So they have this application that they have to fill out all this stuff for. It is fairly clear from these applications that that's who these people are. They will say, yeah, you know, I saw this stuff about like CRT and like, I just wanted a group to join. I wanted to do something. And by the way, I know that you can't read this probably, especially if you're on mobile, but all this is available. Unicorn Riot has made it available. It's explicitly misogynistic and racist and anti-Semitic, very, very anti-Semitic. There's no hiding who these people are or why they're doing this. They want to take over the country and they want to kill people to do it. So when you see the video of those two guys like hitting each other like this, like, is that laughable? Sure, but know that in their minds, they're killing people. They're killing Antifa, they're killing women, they're killing black people. This is what they're fantasizing about doing. And the thing is, you can be this laughable. You can be the person who's never seen a person throw a punch or doesn't know how to do a push-up or, you know, believes that, oh, I'm a Spartan now. And they can still go and buy an AR-15 and start murdering people. You don't have to be serious or cool or tough, thanks to guns like AR-15s to kill a lot of people. And these guys, maybe they'll never do it, but they've already self-selected as someone who's ready to engage in that sort of violence.
Al-Qaeda is laughing at us. And why I say that is like, they thought they looked ridiculous on the monkey bars. Anyone seen that video where they did like training and it's supposedly Al-Qaeda doing monkey bars? But like, I say that to draw the comparison. Like, these are just people who are aimless, no real sense of community. And I just want to reach out to them and say, like, guys, everyone else feels that way at some point or another. They just find a constructive way to contribute to society. And what's frustrating to me is this is the family values, like, group. It's that wing of family values. Like, just because you can't, if you want to go create a family, you have to find a way to find a partner and build a family. And America is designed, that's what's so frustrating, exactly for like white dudes like this to succeed. Mediocre ass white dudes. It's fine. Lean in. Go succeed. Mm-hmm. All the stuff that they project onto other groups, like, you have every advantage laid at your feet. And you still think that the solution, because you can't get anyone to go with you, you're thinking the problem's with everyone else. No, the problem's with you. And I wish Jordan Peterson still offered these guys a really great avenue towards self-empowerment that hasn't grifted its way into blaming women and the rest of society for your own damn failure.
And by the way, you're right. The people who they blame are exactly who you'd think. We're gonna go to graphic 3 because I just gotta point out a few things that are not surprising at all. says that multiculturalism and diversity is driving white people to extinction. That's the biggest threat to the org. I wonder where he hears that every single night on Fox News. I wonder where he hears that. Says, by the way, trannies are a crime against nature. That's what he literally said. It's disgusting language, but that's what we're pointing out. Now, these are people who've been made to obsess over communities like that. Porn is very damaging and should not be legal. What does he mean? Like for everyone else, or is this some weird shame thing? I think that we all know that. Despises MLK. Many of our problems are the result of civil rights. And by the way, when talking about violence, says violence and self-defense, personally, this is about one person, personally thinks violence as a political end is a pipe dream right now. Hold on. So like I think, unfortunately, with our political system, 100% decarbonized country in 10 years is a pipe dream. You know what pipe dream means? It means, I don't think it's gonna be possible, but wouldn't it be great? They're saying that about political violence as a political tool. I don't know if we could mass murder people. I like it. I like where you're going with this, but I'm not sure, Brett. There's nothing hidden here. And by the way, all that terrible stuff, which should get you kicked out of literally any organization, what can get you kicked out? Well, if we go ahead to graphic 4, one member is talking to another about one of these recruits saying, you said he watched interracial porn. That's the red flag, that he watched interracial porn, not the despises MLK for making white people go extinct, or the I dream of mass murdering Congress, but I'm not sure that we can get there just yet. It's the he loaded up a video on Pornhub and it was very suspicious.
This is so sad, dude. There's one in the previous graphic that you don't have to go to, but it says uses Gab, but doesn't keep up much. Primarily get news from Gab or Tim Pool. Pool is a moderate.
Wait, yeah, Tim Pool. I thought he was a liberal. I thought he was a. Why would a fascist be going to him for news? It's weird.
So stupid. It's so stupid. I hate it so much. But at the end of the day, like, how am I losing to these guys? Like, how has this crazy extremist group gotten the repeal of Roe versus Wade? Because it's all the same umbrella.
Yeah. Well, it's obviously, I mean, there's different aspects of it. This group is a bit more marginalized than that, but you know, like why does Tim Pool have an audience? Why does Matt Walsh have an, like, how many people watching this right now had ads for them played before our stream?
Yeah.
It's because they have endless money. It's just they can advertise constantly.
And knowingly, there is no excuse now after seeing January 6th and the hearings and everything tied together so clearly using the words of the people like Donald Trump who are in the White House and in power, and like, and just seeing the truth at the end of the day, like knowingly these giant corporate Republican insiders and elites are buying the support and radicalizing groups like this. That is and always has been the plan. The macro view is all the ads that you see on YouTube. The micro view is Donald Trump sending these armed psychopaths into the Capitol. That is always what's happening. And as much as they call Jews the puppet masters, the puppet masters are the people who are paying to see the ads you saw before this very video, where you know it's freaking psychos like Matt Walsh trying to pretend they don't know definitions of words everybody defines clearly.
Exactly, 100%. Okay, we're gonna have to go to our second break. When we come back, more though, so don't go anywhere. Oh my God, some of this chat I cannot read. Whew. Okay, oh, by the way, people have been asking about the Webby, why we don't have the Webby. Yeah, apparently it literally takes months for them to send it out. So it will be here at some point, assuming they haven't forgotten who we are. He's pointing at his Webby.
Look at my Webby. I put it on a shelf right there. Look,
there
at
you go.
Gorgeous. It does take like a year.
It does. But before it was on a shelf, where was your Webby then?
I was holding the door open. John, I don't know if you're making fun of me or you were like, oh, he's so humble.
I use it to pound corks back into wine bottles.
It's like, I'm not humble. I'm putting that on display now, John.
Yeah, exactly. And I will as well. Okay, with that, let's get into some weird news, everybody. I want you to take a look at something. Take a look at this image and you tell me what you see. It's for the East Side Elementary School. A little bit of a logo. It's got a bit of a vibe, I'll say. Do you get what you get? You cannot see the stylized, like, authoritarian bird and the way that they've done the letters and not know what they're going for there, right? Well, apparently some people need to be educated. It's being provided. Take a look at this. It was tweeted out by the American Jewish Committee. Yeah, no, it's the logo of the Nazi Party of Germany. I know. Maybe it's not. I'm not saying that it's not possible that someone could make something that so perfectly replicates it without knowing it, but it strains credulity, I kind of think. Now, this was rolled out. It is going to be halted because people have an issue with the school logo for some reason looking like that of a fascist party. And a message the parents said, don't worry, it was only meant to represent the eagle soaring into excellence. Excellence that it will maintain for 1,000 years, I would assume. Anyway, parents and others said.
A whole new Reich of excellence.
A whole Reich, like it's even looking to the Reich. No, this is just terrible. Anyway, it's been halted for now. And others are saying, like, you know, they're shocked that this happened. I guess we shouldn't be shocked. I mean, that's why I wanted to cover this. It's not that the school, like the fact that they did this, that's the worst thing happening in this country right now. No, it's that this is the sort of thing that gets thrown up by the culture we inhabit. I don't care about this school. I'm gonna forget about this school after tomorrow, but there will be another one and there will be another one because somewhere along the way, I don't know if it's the principal or the graphic designer or someone just really wants to see Nazi logos and they will put it into whatever they can. We are a country that has normalized fascism in a number of different ways, normalized political violence. And so buckle up because we're gonna have stuff like this from here on out.
Every explanation for this in potential response encapsulates the stupidity of the moment. The high as they think America has soared into excellence, this is it running into the single tree in that still stands on the plane. Like, could have gone around it so easy. Do what my school did. We were the Eagles and we just copied the Philadelphia Eagle logo. That's what you do. The explanations are like some person was like Eagle logo and downloaded one that they didn't know was from some kind of like right wing fascist website. The obvious explanation is that they're like, I'm secretly a Nazi. The other thing that jumps into my mind is when you can hear the crappy responses from the worst people on the internet who will look at that graphic from the ADL or whatever saying like, oh, can you believe that? I mean, you call us Nazis. The Jewish League is just sending out images of Nazis out of nowhere. How dare you call us Nazis? Everything we do, it's an eagle. That's the symbol of America. How dare you call us Nazis? You're the ones who are calling everything Nazis. Meanwhile, the right wing is crawling with actual Nazis. I just pray to God, he who is I am, that this was just some stupid mistake and not what I am terrified is probably the truth.
Yeah, again, anything is possible. Things have a resemblance sometimes. I remember, I think I was already out of UConn, but UConn has a husky as its logo. And while I was there, it was like a cartoonish kind of looking dog. And then they wanted like a more modern, like badass looking dog, a husky. And people said that it looked like the meme, which this is what it was called, the rape wolf. People use it to make jokes about rape online. They said it looked like that, maybe.
Dude,
but you can see resemblances that aren't necessarily there. But the eagle, first of all, why such a military symbol for a school? And also, it's not even the eagle to me. It's the ES being formulated in that particular shape that clearly evokes the idea of a swastika. I cannot tell you how much we looked collectively to try to see that this was untrue, that this had been faked or we were being deluded, because that does happen. But I don't think people are exaggerating on this. And it doesn't reflect poorly on literally everyone that works there, but it can't go forward like this.
It's so stupid. When I was in high school, there was one of the Canoga Park high schools in the area. They were the Hunters, And their logo was like Davy Crockett, and you saw him holding a gun like this. And then there was a school shooting there because it's America, Jack. And so in order to fix it, they got rid of the gun and put a basketball in his hand. But his arm is still back like this.
So is he getting ready to punch the basketball as hard as he can? Like,
they're still the hunters. So stupid. It's just. Yeah, no, it's- this is not reading. This is no tea leaves. This is no ink blot test. This is a Nazi paraphernalia homage.
Yeah, no, and I know a lot of other people are like, no, there was an eagle in this thing. Yes, I understand that birds have been used in logos, but this very specific one with this very specific formulation of the ES, stop trying to waste my time. I'm not an idiot. And I'm not gonna accept bad faith arguments. Okay, that's what this is. I'm not saying every time someone has ever used an eagle that that's what it is. Okay, let's be clear. Let's move on to E. That's a pretty quick one, okay? Yeah. Yeah, I thought we were skipping. I thought that was, yeah. Anyway, you let me know. I'm gonna thank Drew in Georgia for gifting a tier one sub over on Twitch. How nice is that? Metal Turtle did it as well.
Here we go.
It's sort of a trend. It's like the newest TikTok challenge, gifting subs. Anyway, with that said, let's jump into our last story.
Is it really possible that she would not know that there was a major riot at the Capitol?
No. I mean, the short answer is no. I don't want to take away from the importance of today or tonight, actually. But I will say that everything she said seems to me like an attempted distraction, actually, on behalf of her husband. I can dispute every single thing that she said today with emails, with texts. And also, I sent her a text saying, do you want to condemn violence? If she didn't know what I was talking about, why didn't she say what violence? Instead, she just said no. So it just rings to me as not true. It rings to me as a distraction. And it just takes away from, I mean, it's nonsense, and it takes away from what's going to happen tonight.
It's not difficult to figure out. Melania Trump is trying to rewrite history about what she knew and didn't know on January 6th, and she's lying about it. She's a big liar. I know that people don't want to accept that she's lying about this, because that's in pursuit of this larger goal that people have, which is to imagine that Melania Trump secretly isn't in line with Trump, that she's secretly against his ideology. No, she's awful. That's how she's maintained spending this much time with Trump over the years. She knew what was going on January 6th and she didn't care. She's a queen, effectively. The peasants were rioting in pursuit of keeping the king in power. She's not gonna get all worked up because they murder some cops or whatever. Now, she did put out a statement, again, rewriting history. On January 6th, I was fulfilling one of my duties as First Lady of the United States of America, and accordingly, I was unaware of what was simultaneously transpiring at the US Capitol building. That seems like it was written by a PR team. But no, Stephanie Grisham in that video was 100% right. Here is what we already saw, this back and forth. Do you want to tweet that peaceful protests are the right of every American, but there is no place for lawlessness and violence? No. Just no. That's it. Not only does she not want to do it, not only does she not care about the violence that's happening, the idea that more people will die, she's not even that invested in talking about it. She really doesn't care. No, I'm going to go back to my rug photo shoot, Brett.
It's so good. One of the themes of the last 4 years is, I know the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And we've seen so many moments where Melania actively hates her own husband. And I also very severely dislike her husband. That doesn't mean she's an awesome person.
Yeah.
And we should know that. I know we should know that. But just like when Bill Barr stands up to Donald Trump and you see a moment where maybe there's a glimmer of hope in some formerly, like Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, they're seeming to be on our side. I know I can't rely on them for anything. I'll use them for whatever I can to get my political ends, but at the end of the day, they're still garbage. They're still trash. Yep. And that's what Melania is. She's someone who is either in love with Donald Trump or willing to use them for material gain. And neither one of those qualities is admirable.
I think a case could be made that the second is worse. And more believable, no. Honestly.
Not in my book. No, I mean, they're not great, but I would I prefer someone with the awareness that what they're doing is horrible, because they're still using Trump for their own gain, and instead of, you know, I get it. You're a better
for
person.
For me, I'd prefer that's what you doing want to evil out of love. Show.
Are we out of time, John, saying that I'm a bad person, I'm a worse person than him, and I'm agreeing with him.
Evil I just acts don't for love. I would do anything for love, but I won't do coups, I guess. Anyway, that's it for Melania. And that's it for the first hour. Thank you, everyone who's listening on the linear platforms or on the podcast, which, by the way, if you haven't already, you should rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. It helps with discoverability, brings new people in our community, and all of that. But if you're listening on the full show, we've got some garbage to throw away. So don't go anywhere. Brett and I will be back in just a few.
Thanks for listening to the full episode of The Damage Report. Support our work, listen ad-free, access members-only bonus content, and more by subscribing to Apple Podcasts at apple.co/TYT. I'm your host, John Adirola. I'll see you soon.